This podcast has been brought to you by Blanc Studio, voted Niagara's best design company. We use creative magic to help bring your brilliant ideas to life. From branding to graphic and web design to creating future-proof marketing strategy, we are your one-stop shop for all your marketing needs. So what's your idea and how can we help you bring it to life? Find us at blanc.ca and you can find our website in the show notes. And shout out to our second sponsor, Kabaka Concept, a fashion project that plants a tree every time you purchase an order. We're changing the world one tree at a time. So find out more on how you can join this revolution at kabakaconcept.com. More details in the show notes. Let's get right into it. What up? Welcome to the Conversations with Chance Mutuku. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm excited that we're able to spend some time together. I hope you've been well. On this end, we are still pushing forward, a lot of exciting things happening. We just launched a project, a collaborative project with Dispatch Restaurant, a local award, multi-award winning restaurant. It's a limited edition collection, and the idea behind it is, you know, it's actually called Always a Departure, Let Your Dreams Fly. And the premise behind it really is to encourage young creatives, thinkers, and just young people to share their ideas with the world, to let their dreams fly, you know, with confidence and optimism, you know. Contrary to most popular opinion, I believe I'm actually really excited about the future. You know, as long as young people continue to share their ideas, and to just get out into the world and just live. You know, as long as young people continue to contribute to society, you know, we're good. You know, So Always a Departure, Let Your Dreams Fly. Check it out. You can find the limited edition pieces on the Dispatch Restaurant website if they're still available. And if you go on my social media, then you'll also find it. Before we get into it, I just want to say thank you to the growing community. I know I've said this, but I can't express it enough. I'm truly thankful. It feels like every time I post release an episode, you know, this thing just continues to grow. Lots of questions, topic ideas, suggestions from people. It's truly, truly humbling. So thank you so much, and keep them coming. Keep sharing the podcast with your people, them people that you think will appreciate the vibe that we bring to the table. You know, keep sharing. So welcome to the new people as well that are listening to this for the first time, and to my OGs, you know who you are. I truly appreciate you. Thank you. And thank you again. We'll get right into it. Today's episode is about being intense. You know, you got to be intense with everything that you do. Life is too precious to do things halfway. You know, it doesn't get any more clear than that. You gotta be intense about everything that you do. You know, so many people are afraid to go deep on just life in general. You know, we live in a society that is very shallow, and you know, it makes people who are deep thinkers, people who actually think about the world, people who think about just life in general, this world that we live in makes you feel like weirdos. Like, oh geez, there they go again. Why can't you just be surface level? But I'm here to remind you, to encourage you to stay like that. You know, go aim the whole point of, you know, us living in this human experience, yes, is to charge and go after our purpose, you know, to serve the world, right, for the greater good in a way. Actually, yes, to serve the world for the greater good all the way, you know what I mean? And at the same time, we should be aiming to become better, you know, every single day. Everything that you do, you should be aiming to become better, that better version of yourself. You know, you want to look back tomorrow and look, you want to, tomorrow you want to be able to look at today. I mean, as in yesterday, right? I hope that makes sense. But you got to look at the yesterday or the day before and be in a better position, you know. And I'm not just talking about financially, but just as a human, are you a better person today than you were yesterday, basically, is the point that I'm trying to make, you know. And that's how we keep pushing forward, you know what I mean? So be intense. Everything that you do, whether it's love, whether it's business, whether it's going after your goals, whether it's being who you are, whatever that is, whether it's being a lover to somebody, being a partner, being a good team member, whatever you do, whether it's being a parent, be intense and do it wholeheartedly. I'm sharing this at a time where there's so much exciting things happening, you know, on the business side of things, on the life side of things, like so many blessings happening. People are getting married, and like within the family, just like so much incredible things, so much life happening, you know. And I was just kind of like reflecting on this experience, and yeah, just continuing to do that balancing act that of course life is, you know. And this thing definitely, this reminder kind of continues to ground me, you know, within this process. At the end of the day, if I am helping out my brother with his wedding, I am fully there with full intensity. You know, when I put on my business, my entrepreneurship hat, I am there on whatever project I'm working on. I am there focused on it with full intensity. You know, if I when I am, you know, kicking it with my partner, with my girl, I am fully there. She catches me all the time with her if we're at dinner and I have my phone out, you know, she reminds me, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I am there with full intensity. If I am kicking it with my little nephews, my nieces, and we're rolling on the ground, I am just fully immersed in that experience with full intensity. You know what I mean? So I try to bring this energy at all times, and to just be aware, to be present in the moment in whatever I am doing. You know what I mean? You know, one of my favorite quotes, and I don't want to scare y'all people who do not believe, but one of my favorite quote, bear with me, one of my favorite quotes from the Bible is, you know, whatever you do, you gotta do it wholeheartedly for God and not for man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I take that and apply it to regular life. It's like, you know, that concept really resonates with me, because, you know, it only makes sense to go all out on things that you choose to do. You know, I mean, we only have one life to live, and you don't want to look back, be on your deathbed and look back at your life and be like, yo, you know what? Yeah, I lived life halfway. Nah, you gotta look back and be like, you know what? We lived life to the fullest with full intensity. You know, I gave life my best shot. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm here to basically remind you. You know, go deeper on things, and you know, and just be intense. Charge at life with full intensity. You know, and that applies to everything, friendships. And even like when you're going through things, like allow yourself, get out of your own way, allow yourself to experience life at full intensity. Just think about the word intense. It goes hand in hand with the word intention. You know, you have to have intention behind every single thing and step that you do. You know, where I'm from, we say it with your chest, bring that same energy. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, like, just have intention behind every single thing that you do. Don't be a mindless drone just surviving through every day. You gotta live life with intention. You know, the words you speak, the interactions you have with people, everything has to have intention and awareness, you know, that sense of being in the now, and just fully taking in the moment, and don't be afraid. Who cares what people think? You know, just be you, be intense. You know, whether it's even like things that we typically think are negative, like going through like a heartbreak, or you know, feeling sadness after losing somebody, a loved one. You know, you gotta allow yourself to feel these things. As humans, we were created to, like, this is as close as we can get to our essence. You know, the fundamental laws of being a human. We are, you know, we were created. We were born to feel and experience life at its fullest intensity. And so again, like I was saying, the way we've been conditioned through life is to try and be numb to life. You know, allow yourself to feel things, whether it's joy, whether it's sorrow, whether it's anything. Allow yourself to feel it, you know, with full intensity again. Because at the end of the day, if you allow yourself to feel these things and to kind of think your way through them, you're able to come out better, you know, versus just putting a band-aid on it and trying to move forward. That's how these things continue to cascade and, you know, snowball into bigger problems. So just a gentle reminder, it's okay to be intense, you know. And yeah, don't be shy. Do not dim your light to try to make people feel comfortable, you know. Yeah, if you commit to something, commit to it with full intensity. And I feel like that just holds you accountable. You know, you don't quit on yourself. You don't quit on things because you're at the end of the day just like fully committed. So like I said, this applies to life, love, goals, and everything in between. You know, get out of your own way. Allow yourself to be intense about things. So my question to you is, what does this mean in your world? You know, does this apply to, does it mean you're going, you know, bringing it up a notch as far as going after your goals? Does it mean, you know, looking at your journey, your self-discovery journey a whole lot, a bit more different? You know, does it mean, you know, going after your business goals, your entrepreneurship goals with a bit more intensity? What does it mean in your life? You know, whatever it is, feel free to share with me, and, you know, strike up a conversation with your boy on all social media platforms. And yeah, I really look forward to hearing all about it. And there you have it. You know, until next time, until we chat again, keep taking care of yourself. Let's keep encouraging each other. Look, I'm so tired. I just came from the gym. And again, I put in a very intense workout today, and I'm definitely feeling it. But all of that said, let's keep encouraging each other. Let's keep it positive. Let's keep going at life with full intensity, because life is too precious. These moments are fleeting, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you give it your best. And feel free to share this with somebody that you will think that you think will appreciate it. And yeah, until next time, take it easy with full intensity. Bless up. Bra. This podcast has been brought to you by Blanc Studio, voted Niagara's best design company. We use creative magic to help bring your brilliant ideas to life. From branding to graphic and web design to creating future-proof marketing strategy,
We are your one-stop shop for all your marketing needs. So what's your idea and how can we help you bring it to life? Find us at blonde.ca and you can find our website in the show notes.